Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast, your place for all things happiness. I'm Simona Costantini, host of the show, and I'm so excited and grateful to be on here with you today. In case we haven't met yet, I'm a corporate dropout turned life coach and podcast producer, and I now run a six-figure podcast production agency out of my home. The Happiness Happens podcast is your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to have a more fulfilling day every day. I've been having conversations about happiness with thought leaders in the industry for more than 3 years, and each week I bring on incredible guests to understand what happiness means to them and tangible ways to transform our mindset and ultimately our lives. I know you're going to learn something valuable today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and join me for this amazing conversation. Welcome back, my friend. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona, and I'm really grateful that you are on here with me today. We are going to get into it. And honestly, I kind of don't really know where this conversation is going to go quite yet. I have a topic in mind. I have an idea in mind, but I never plan these episodes to a T. I don't script them. I think about what do I want to talk about? What do I want to share? What's on my heart? And how could it be of value and of service to you? So thank you for being here today and for joining me for the Happiness Happens podcast. I would love if you could take a screenshot of you listening to this episode and share it to your stories on Instagram or send it to me on Facebook or wherever it is that you're listening. Tag me. It's at Happiness Happens Podcast, or my personal handle, which is at Simona with 2 underscores Costantini. You can find links for both in the show notes. I want to know that you're listening. I want to know that you're here with me. And if you're not comfortable sharing it to your social media, send me a message. Send me a message and let me know if this content and episode is resonating with you and what you want to hear more about, maybe something that you're struggling with yourself. And I'm more than happy to talk about it on here. We are a community, and this is such a beautiful way that we get to come together by sharing stories and, you know, helping each other feel and know that we're not alone. So today's conversation is going to be all around change. And change has been a big, big, big topic in my life for the last 2 years. And I think what goes with change is this idea of expectation and perfectionism and the desire to be seen in a different way, but also being really fearful about what that could look like. And it's all about, for me, it's all about coming back into alignment. And when I think about change, okay, let's backpedal for a hot second. Sometimes I get in my head because I'm like, oh my God, there's so much stuff that I want to share with you. Where could I possibly even begin to talk about change? So first, let's talk about a couple of ways that change can show up in our lives. I think that, you know, a lot of the times there's this like idea of, am I just being complacent? Am I just being too picky? Am I wanting too much? You know, is this change really necessary? Is this something that I actually need to change? What is the root of the feeling, essentially, at the end of the day? So I think when you get into this mode of like wanting to change everything, because even this week alone, I've wanted to like, I'm like, do I burn it all down? Do I just take it all and burn it down to the ground and restart again? Like, no, we don't do that, because I mean, you can do that if you want to, but I would not recommend it, because when we act out of a place of emotion like that, we very oftentimes make mistakes. And I wouldn't even say mistakes. Maybe we do or say things that we don't mean. So I take that back, not mistakes, but we do or say things that we don't mean. And then once that like specific thing is done or said, you can't take that back, right? Like that doesn't, you can't put the words back in your mouth after they're said. So what I want you to look at is, what is the underlying desire or belief or story that you're telling yourself at your core that is forcing this change, that is, you know, the catalyst to you wanting to do something different, right? We can see change in so many different ways. We can see change in relationships, in jobs, friendships, the way that we are and act with our kids, our businesses, the desires that we have every single day, our goals, our mission, how we react to people every single day. Maybe we're just tired of, you know, maybe even just showing up in a specific way, like way that doesn't feel aligned to you anymore. And I think it's really important to recognize that all of these different pieces are all change and are all inspired by the idea of wanting change. But at the core of wanting change is the desire for different. And it's an emotion that is bringing you there. And maybe that emotion is paired with a desire to, again, do something different. So it is a very big circle of, I want this change. I don't know why right now, but I'm committed to discovering what is at the core of that belief and what is at the core of that desire and why. I am a big fan of the word why. I'm a big fan of trying to understand why we do specific things in life, why we say specific things, why we react in certain ways to different conversations, things that people say to us, and how we internalize all of that. But even more so, I'm interested in your why every single day. I'm interested in why you wake up every single day and what your purpose is every single day. And it doesn't have to be something that is like, my purpose is to change the entire world. Like, that could be it too. Like, I love that for you. And it could also just be like, you know, my purpose is to be the most aligned person that I can every single day. And that place comes from the awareness around change, the awareness around desire to change and wanting something different. So let me tell you a story. Back in 2018, and I was actually reminded of this on a podcast interview that I did this week on somebody else's show. And we were talking, she had asked me a little bit about my journey, my story, and how I got here into creating this podcast and all of that. And in case you haven't listened to those previous episodes or ever heard part of this story, all of this came to be from a desire to change. I woke up one morning and I wasn't happy. It was back in 2018. And I woke up and I just wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't like who I was. I didn't like that I, you know, spoke badly about people, that I was gossipy, that I was, you know, all of these different things that just don't align with who I am anymore. And it was kind of like waking up and heading into this small crisis of, okay, but who am I? Because I have completely lost myself in the sea of pleasing other people and doing everything for everybody else and making sure everybody else is okay and taken care of before myself. And I don't know that we take care of ourselves in the way that we need to. We're very often people pleasing for other people all the time. Not all of us, but if you're listening to this, chances are you may align with me on that because that is a lot of what we talk about around here. So I woke up this one day and I was just so frustrated and I was so ready for something different, but I didn't know how to go and get it. But I would say that the first step to changing anything in your life is the awareness to know that what you are in right now is no longer in energetic alignment with who you are and who you want to become. So I remember saying to my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, and I was just complaining and complaining, and he said to me, you know, are you going to do something about it? So like you have all of this awareness now, like what are you going to do about it? And I was like, oh, well, that's a really good question. I really don't know what I'm going to do about it, to be honest with you. And that sparked the journey, the entire journey to where I literally am today. So I decided to go to therapy. And in that, I realized that my desire for more in life was coming from a place of service. It was coming from a place of wanting to help people know that they were not alone in what they were feeling and what they were experiencing. And that is the catalyst for why this podcast even exists to begin with, because I want you to know and I want you to feel like when you listen to these episodes that you're not alone in that specific thing that you're feeling, that we all go through really hard moments in life and we all go through change and we all go through impossible situations in life that we cannot even imagine how we are going to get out of. And yet we always find a way to get through, because on the other side of change is the inability to stay stagnant and stay where you are. And so I think there's this idea of making sure that
the change that you're seeking is coming from a place of alignment, and that you're making decisions based off of what is the next best step for you to take in your life. And this is a very hard thing to do, because what happens is we start talking about the things that we want to be different, perhaps, or we talk and we have conversations with our family and our friends, and we bring up small things here and there to sort of test the waters and see, what would this person say if I told them, you know, that I wanted to start a business? Or what would this person say if I wanted to sell my house and travel the world? What would this person say if I, you know, no longer feel like my relationship is an energetic match for where I am in my life right now? And then what happens is we start testing with different people in our lives to try and validate a feeling that we know we have, yet we haven't explored deeply enough to understand what is sparking that emotion and what the real root of the challenge is. What is the real root of the change? And if you're someone like me, you like to talk things out with other people. I love to talk things out with other people. And what happens with that is every time I do talk things out with other people, my mindset starts to shift. I start to get more clear, and I start to see things in a different light in a way that I haven't seen them before. And if talking to somebody is not your way of doing that, write it out, right? Write it out on a piece of paper and burn it if you don't want anyone to ever see it. Type it, voice note it to yourself. Get it out of your head, get it out of your heart, and get it into the world. And not on a mass scale, just get that energy out of you and shift it into the present moment awareness, if you will. But so going back to like my original point, so we look for validation in other people to support the change that we're looking to make in our lives. And that is often, I would say 99.9% of the time, met with, well, you shouldn't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Or you shouldn't leave your job because it's not safe. Or you shouldn't go and start a business because it's too risky. You should not end this friendship or this relationship because you didn't try enough. You didn't do enough. You are not enough in that moment, is what is being said. And that is such a shitty place to sit in, because you know at your core and at your heart that you are doing everything in your possible awareness to make sure that everything is staying quote unquote on track. And you know that you are doing everything on a daily basis to make sure that your family, your friends, your spouse, your relationships, your colleagues, your people who depend on you, everyone is taken care of. And then it's like the minute that you want to validate a different feeling, it can be very hard because other people that you're talking to can come into your awareness now with a completely different set of beliefs, perspectives, lived experience, and unintentionally can sway you and derail you from the true alignment that you know at your heart and your core is the right decision and the right thing to do and the right next step to take. And yet it feels so difficult, right? So I went on a retreat this last weekend, and my intention for this retreat was to come out of it with clarity. I just wanted to be clear, and I wanted to come out of it with boundaries, and I wanted to come out of it with respect for myself, and I wanted to come out of it with not giving my energy away to people and things that don't deserve to be in that energetic field and have access to that space, right? So we went through this entire retreat, and before the weekend even began, I could feel that I was on the beginning, or like real close to being on the other side of a massive change and a massive, massive shift. And it was like, I don't know if you've been in this before. If you have, please send me a message and tell me, because I want to talk about it. Have you ever been in a situation where you know that everything that you want and desire and the clarity that you need is literally just right here. Like, it's just right in your awareness. It's like so close to coming to fruition for you. And that download is so close to dropping into your awareness. That is the space that I feel like I've been in for the last, like, I don't know, maybe a couple months or so. It's like every day gets a little bit more clear, because every day gets a little bit more intentional towards trying to understand the purpose and the reason and the why of why I would feel specific ways, right? Anyways, so we went on this beautiful retreat. It was so amazing. My friend Nicole and my friend Giovanna, they both co-hosted it together. And it was such an enlightening weekend. And I left that weekend feeling so whole within myself and with a very clear direction and understanding that I don't want to operate anymore in the way that I was. It just cannot happen. And I was so grateful to have that awareness as I was coming back from it. And then what happens is the challenge that comes through with, now I have all this awareness. I know exactly what needs to change. How do I do it? And how do I get there? And that is the work. It is having that awareness now for this thing, this big thing in your life that you want to change. You have the awareness, you have the change. But it's that middle ground of getting from where you are to where you want to be. And in the process, doing that in a respectful way and doing that in a way that aligns with your values. So I think what happens is when we say we want change in life and we want to change something, we're saying that we want change because it no longer aligns with us anymore. And that awareness is amazing to have. And then the next step from there is to figure out, what is it that is making you feel unfulfilled or no longer an energetic match to the specific thing, person, place, job, whatever that you're wanting to shift and that you're wanting to change? That is the piece that you need to get very clear on. That is the piece that you need to meditate on. That is the piece that you need to journal about, write about, talk about. Get it out of your mind and get it out into the universe. Because when we take our challenges and we take our struggles and we turn it over to that higher power, whether you want to call it God, whether what you want to call it universe, spirit, source, it does not matter. You're taking it and you are transmuting that energy and you are giving it over to a higher power and saying, thank you so much for this awareness. Now I'm going to let you hold this and I'm going to let you guide this. And I'm going to just know, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to know that I am going to take the aligned action that I need to take in order to make a significant shift in my life. And it is going to be divinely guided and incredibly protected. And what is extra challenging in that space is when you start to change, when you start to change, quote unquote, too much, then people get nervous. People get worried. Fear starts to creep in. People start to question. People start to wonder. All of these specific, like, are you really sure? Are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure this is the right next move? Questioning all of your decisions. And so it's about being able to tune out that extra noise that is going on around you and dropping back in to yourself and getting in alignment with your truth again. So I know this was actually a really nice little rant that I just went on, I think. I don't know. I really liked it. And I hope that you did too. And I hope that if you are navigating a time of change right now, that you are not meeting yourself with perfectionism. I hope that you are not meeting yourself with shame and guilt. And I hope that you're honoring exactly where you need to be right now and the season that you're in right now. Because as we know, change is going to be the only constant thing that we can bank on for the rest of our lives. Something will always change. Something will always shift. And so how do we live in the present moment, find a way to be incredibly grateful for what we have today, and also know that everything that we have is temporary. The hard feelings are temporary. The joy is temporary. The happiness is temporary. The struggle is temporary. It is all temporary. And so how do you get back to that place of neutrality, right? How do you get back to that place that feels neutral, that you don't have to worry, that you don't have to live in fear, that you don't have to think about how you're going to make it work when all you really have to do is just take it, hand it over to the universe and say, thank you so much, this or something greater. Okay. Thanks for joining me on this little rant today. And thanks for being here and listening to this conversation. I am so grateful for you. If this resonates with you, leave me a review of the podcast. I'd be so honored to hear and to see what and how this conversation or any of these conversations are hitting home for you. So you can do that on Spotify, and you can also do that on Apple if you're listening there. And I want to just leave you this one thought of, you know, change is scary and the unknown is scary. And what's even scarier is sitting in this place for years and years and not doing anything about it and watching your life pass you by. That is really scary too. So take a look inwards, know and figure out what exactly you need right now, and know that the decisions that you are going to make are the aligned decisions. They are the decisions that are going to crack you wide open, and they are the decisions that are going to help you elevate and grow and expand and become more aware and more conscious and overall more in alignment with who you are as a human being. All right, I'm leaving you with that thought today. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I learned so much, and I hope you did too. Be sure to tag me on social media so that I know that you're listening too. If you love what you heard, please leave a rating and review. It would mean the absolute world to me. See you on the next one. And until then, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.